Score Sports Worldwide.
All right, when we say that the show is worldwide and we go worldwide, we're not just making claims. We do exactly that. Yeah, we are today on the 4th of August, 2022. I'm going to be heading off to Abidjan in a second. And I'm sure that you'll all agree with me that the word corruption seems to always be one of the top words that's never distant from the Confederation of African Football. And it's like the two are BFFs who just never leave one another. Despite the good, the other one does. Now, what am I talking about? Let's find out, though, from the renowned sports journalist Mamadou Gay, African football correspondent who joins me live from Abidjan. Mamadou, bonjour. Welcome to the show tonight, and it's been a long time.
Bonsoir, Rob. It's been a long time, and good evening to all the listeners of Marawa Sport Worldwide.
Man, I love that. It sounds like you're just down the road here in Katlehong, but you're all the way in Abidjan. Having monitored something that you were very vocal about in the past couple of weeks, give us and paint for us, especially people that don't know, what was it that angered you so much, Mamadou?
Yes, just came from Morocco where the WAFCON was taking place. Once again, congratulations to Banyana Banyana. And from there, I landed in my beloved country, Côte d'Ivoire. I am in Abidjan at the moment. And the biggest thing here was the agreement book between CAF and the government of Côte d'Ivoire, meaning that the Football Federation, the local organizing committee, it happened that in that big book, the strange thing first of all is Veron Mosengo, the general secretary of CAF, came on his own, alone, to with the agreement book for the government of Ivory Coast to sign it. Obviously, the Minister of Sports and the Football Federation were prepared to sign it because they were part of the big plot. And in that agreement book, they put in that a shadow account should be opened whereby $60 million will be put in. And obviously, one of the signatories will be Veron Mosengo and somebody from the Ministry of Sport. Now, to justify those $60 million, they say that it will be to pay for the allowances, the bonuses of the 24 participating countries in the AFCON in 2024 in Côte d'Ivoire, which was very strange. When the news broke out, I was in Morocco, and I engaged a couple of CAF executive committee members who told me clearly that they never saw that agreement book. They are not part of it. It was never discussed in the any CAF executive committee meetings. How come the general secretary in his own can just travel to Abidjan and present such a book? And so many strange things, like in case of disagreement or any problem, the Swiss law should apply. If like Côte d'Ivoire was in Europe or the headquarters of CAF were in Switzerland. Now, when I came to Côte d'Ivoire, I went to the LOC and I happened to go through the book. They would not give me a copy, but I read it and I saw what was written. It was strange. In FIFA, in CAF, it never happened. All the time, FIFA or CAF will pay the participating team. You don't open a shadow account. Then that shows you clearly that it was the money they were trying to launder and to share. Not only that, why that scandal is still going on everywhere, the next thing is, at CAF itself, you know that in few days on the 10th of August, they will be having ordinary General Assembly in Arusha in Tanzania. The General Secretary decided to make all the CAP Executive Committee look good and great with new suit. Now, the deal of the new suit was given to the PA of Warren Mosengo, who is Sandra Latore, who came with him from FIFA, who today control everything in CAF. A deal of €80,000 to make suit for the ESCO member without any tender process. Meanwhile, the statute of CAF are clear. Any amount more than $10,000 must go through a tender process. Now, these are the people that came from FIFA saying that they are coming to bring good governance to come to CAF to clean up things. But we can see the same Sandra Latore I am talking of, over a year since she arrived with Veron in Egypt, she's living in a luxurious hotel. All the other CAF employees, the Africans, not only have to look for the apartment, but to have to pay for themselves. Now, on top of that, you look at our CAF today. They are bringing us African, I don't even call them African, European from FIFA with black skin, calling them African of origin, but they are all European. The new COO that came from Britain, she's British, but they will tell you she's Nigeria. But she never spent 2 weeks of her life in Nigeria. Now, you take the lady they brought in for good governance of and compliance. They say she's from Somalia, but she's holding an Italian passport. And the strange thing, all these people come from FIFA. They brought now a new lady. They say she's from DR Congo. She's the head now of a new department they created, National Association Department, just copied from FIFA. Now, she's also a German. She's originally from DRC. Everybody knows the constitution of DRC doesn't allow German citizenship. Mm. Now, we end up having a general secretary who is European, black in skin, and to cover up, they say, is African. Everybody knows Veron Mosengo is from Switzerland. Even the Swiss constitution doesn't allow dual citizenship. His entire family lives in Switzerland. Now, that is where we are ending up. FIFA has taken, and most of these European African they are sending us are coming from FIFA. And we are jobless in Africa. They remove all the Africans from all the managerial position, and they are replacing them with European African coming from FIFA. Meanwhile, we are jobless in Africa, and we have brain. We have capable African that can occupy all these positions. This is all this scandal put together now that is taking place in our new CAF. Unfortunately, our President Motsepe, with all the goodwill he's got, he said it when he met the editors. He said clearly that they told me it will only take 5% of my time. But everybody knows the job of the presidency of CAF, it's a full-time job.
Oh,
if you don't
so, but
have,
who's behind it though, Mamadou?
Yes, it's a full-time job with a salary.
Yeah, but he said that he was told that it takes about 5% of his time, and he thought it would be done like a part-time job.
No, it's a full-time job. Look at all this problem now. Veron and FIFA are taking advantage of it, not only to control the entire CAF, to penetrate all the managerial department with Europeans. And most of these people I mentioned were employees of FIFA. They already had a job. Why don't employ Africans who are jobless and who have all the talent. And most of these people don't know the reality in Africa, starting by the general secretary himself.
Let's step back a little bit, Mamadou. Now, because all of this that you're telling us, there has got to be somebody who is making sure that it happens. So who is behind the appointment of what you call European Africans who have dual citizenship, even in countries where they don't allow it?
Yes, it's probably number one is the general secretary, because he's one of them. Number two, it's Veron Musengo. Number three, I wonder if our CAF president know exactly what is happening in CAF, because this is been elected. Look at it. He went to Egypt only 3 times. More than 1 and 1 year and a half. 3 times. And all the 3 times, he hardly stayed 24 hours. You don't meet the staff. You don't know what is going on. And everybody could see that right from the first day, Gianni Infantino planted Veron Musengo, who is his schoolmate. They went to school together to Switzerland, and his compatriot, like he did before with Fatma Samura, until all the Africans rebel. And the tenure of Fatma Samura could not be extended. Now, to the surprise of everybody, he removed Veron, who was in charge of FIFA National Association. You're talking of more than 100 football associations to come and run 54. This shows you that there is a clear hidden agenda to control Africa as a whole. And that's what we are witnessing today.
But in the end, I mean, it sounds like African football is being outsourced.
Yes. Come again?
I'm saying it sounds like African football is being outsourced.
Totally outsourced, totally controlled by FIFA in all aspects of the game. We've seen it during the AFCON in Cameroon. In all aspects. I was there, I was shocked to see even the transport department was controlled by someone from FIFA. Every aspect was FIFA. No wonder why, for the first time, we had death at the AFCON. Because you bring these FIFA security guys, it's their first time in Africa. They don't know the reality. We never had such a situation in the past. And it's going from bad to worse. And not only that, those people that are saying that they are here to show us how to run things, how to do things properly, good governance, they are involved in all kind of scandal. And I wonder if our president see it or is completely dominated by all the Gianni and his people, and he gave them free hand. And also, most of the executive committee members are held on ransom, because the FIFA money they get, so-called for development, that the same money FIFA give to Germany or England. FIFA, Gianni cannot give any extra money to Africa without answering to the other confederation. But the only difference or favor is when they give this development money to a country, if you are the yes man, they will allow you to chow 3/4 of that money. Nobody will audit you. But when you are against them, even if you use that money properly, they come with an audit and try to find something and bend you. That's why they are after somebody like Samuel Eto'o. When they rushed to give him some development money, Eto'o told them, listen here, this money will not go into the FA account. Come, Bring your FIFA men. Let's open the account together. Your FIFA men will be one of the signatory with somebody from my FA. Then you together will sign and use that money for development. But other president of FA, they are quick to receive that money and use most of it for their own benefits. And FIFA look the other way. That's why our football is totally captured, I can tell you. Totally captured. No member of the executive committee can raise his hand. We are in a very, very serious situation. And everybody is saying in the corridors. But we saw that President Motsepe, who fought against apartheid, who was part of the liberation movement, how can he allow the European to capture and to take over our CAF that way? And he's looking the other way.
But then does that mean, Mamadou, that the rest of the continent from an independent journalistic approach, are they captured as well? Because you hardly find individuals who are like you, who are very vociferous, who've come forward and have pointed out all of these wrongdoings that you have picked up. I think it's only, I usually pick it up from Francis Gaito. I think he's also one of the very vocal individuals who's been monitoring what is going on within CAF. But then, is that not strange, though, that the rest of the media within the continent just simply keep quiet?
They are all quiet because the capturing of the media starts in their own country. This is a clear example about the $60 million. When I landed in Cote d'Ivoire here, I was vocal. And when I look at the entire Cote d'Ivoire, I could only see one journalist among the thousand we have here that was courageous enough to write an article. Even I invited him for a lunch yesterday to discuss with him. He asked me even, did the Prime Minister office call you? I said, no one will dare calling me. They all know me. He said, they called me, telling me this. They said they can call you, but I commend you because you are courageous. Because the capturing starts in each and every country. The FA, they give brown envelope to media and they don't allow them to talk. And this is the situation. It starts really from many African countries control. And on top of that, most of the journalists are looking for tough assignment to be a media officer, to participate in AFCON, most of them. Therefore, they don't look at all the press conferences of President Motsepe. No one asking serious questions. And they make sure that, CAF also make sure that in this press conference, let me tell you even what happened during the last press conference of President Motsepe in Morocco. Mm. I went to the press conference. When it started, right from the beginning, I raised my two hands. Lax was the one conducting, Laxolo, conducting the press conference. Veron was sitting next to Motsepe. Everybody were pretending not to see me. Until they decided to close the press conference. Then I stood up, I walked between the row of the journalists. I stood up and I raised my hand. Then the President Motsepe now said, somebody is raising his hand. It's Mamadou. Okay, you will ask the last question. And I asked my last question. Of course, two tough questions. And when I asked my two questions, the entire journalist there stood up and clapped hands.
Wow. You see, these at a press conference?
At that press conference, yes.
So are they clapping hands because now they're relieved that somebody has gotten the guts to ask the questions that they have found very difficult to ask?
Exactly. That was the reason. because I was not there to please anybody. We need to hit the base. For example, one of the questions I asked President Motsepe, I say, you've been advocating free press in your last press conference, even now. I have no doubt about you. With free press, you're talking about it, freedom of press and everything. But I say, how come 10 days before the AFCON, I was in the official list of CAF, 10 days before, as a media officer. I received an email from Lux telling me that under the instruction of the General Secretary, my name has been withdrawn. 10 days
Mamadou,
before.
Sorry, Mamadou, 10 days before your name is withdrawn. We're going to pick up on that after the news. So just hang 10 for about 5 minutes and then we come back and we'll wrap up the conversation, picking up from that 10 days before it was not approved. So Mamadou Gaye, African football correspondent, really letting out some massive bombs here about CAF and also how it's been run, and talking about European Africans that have been brought forward. All right, been engaging. Mamadou Gaye, African football correspondent, coming through live from Abidjan. Wendy Lemtan on Twitter says, great observation from Mamadou, and we can't be slaves or be captured by the Western world in our CAF, while skills and knowledge are there to serve the continent. And this inequality needs urgent attention, because Europeans get more than Africans in football, says woman, for example. All right, you can share your thoughts as well, whether it is WhatsApp voice notes or on social media. Currently monitoring what's going on Twitter, the reaction that we're currently getting. But Mamadou Gaye, as we bring him back in, and then obviously Tapuwa Kapini, he's here already. He's going to be my guest coming up, so you can start sending those questions for him. It's going to be a fascinating conversation with him. I look forward to it. Mamadou, thank you for your patience. You were saying that you had already submitted your application and Lux was the person behind it. What happened next?
Then I received an email 10 days before the kickoff of the AFCON, exactly the 30th of December, telling me that under the instruction of the General Secretary, Zeron Mosengo, my name had been withdrawn. Now, imagine the situation they put me. They made sure that by doing that, I can no longer be, even if I try to be a panelist on SuperSport or anywhere else. And on top of that, I cannot work for CAF, because at that time, even when I spoke to some of my managers at SuperSport, they told me, no, Mamadou, the CAF bosses told us, Veron, that you are going to AFCON. Everything was well planned. Just to silence me, not to allow me to talk. Because before the AFCON even, I was exposing them on so many issues, especially on Veron Mosengo. I say I have all the evidence that this man is not African, he's a European. Have you changed the statute of CAF in order to be able to be employing Europeans to take our jobs in CAF? It's like having a European as the chairperson of the African Union. That's where we are at the moment of CAF. And I can challenge anybody, even the CAF president, to tell us otherwise. We have a general secretary who is a European, planted there by Gianni Infantino, and who is busy now making up the entire CAF, bringing in European Africans from FIFA, and those people already have jobs in FIFA. Why do you transfer them to CAF in order to? This is the situation in which we are. Unfortunately, our CAF president doesn't have time. You are a South African, you know it better than me. He's busy running his own business. And his businesses are huge. How much is worth CAF compared to his businesses? I mean, only a fool will leave multi-billion dollar business to come and run a broken calf. He doesn't have time for it.
But wasn't he supposed to reform CAF?
He doesn't have time for it. But I think the right thing for him to do is to have the courage either to talk to his executive committee one by one and take the right decision, or to resign and give space for somebody who will have full time to run the affairs of CAF. Because we all know it doesn't have full time to do it. That is very clear from the first day. He's the only CAF president in the history of CAF in 1.5 years that visited CAF headquarters only 3 times. And that should be his permanent office because it's a full-time job. We all know that he's not taking any salary from CAF. He's not taking any allowances from CAF. He's paying his trip everywhere he goes to do CAF assignment. We commend him for that, but that's not what we want. We want a CAF president that is a full-time president to look into the affairs, not to just push us cheaply to the European in black skin.
Tell me about the reform proposal that was submitted by the Zambian FA for the restructuring of CAF, the executive committee, saying that, that reform proposal would be able to save costs of an amount of about $25 million. But it doesn't look like the CAF general secretary has been keen to address that. Is that something similar along the same lines, Mamadou, as the concerns that you have raised here tonight?
It's the same thing. You see now, you have a 54 countries as national association, and you already have half of those 54 countries as member of the executive committee. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense at all. And it costs money, and they even want to increase it with nominating the president of each zone as an automatic executive member of CAF. Now we have 6 zones. Then you will end up having 30 or more than 30 out of 54 that are executive committee of members. And now FIFA is pushing it because this guarantee Infantino, the vote is looking for. He wants to control. Now, if all those people remain the way it is, already there is a full control of the 24 executive committee members. Then it's easy to control the other 25.
So it's all about votes, yeah, Mamadou. Before you carry on, just hold.
It's all about votes. It's all about Gianni Infantino. Oh. They don't give a damn about African football. Look the state where we are in now. Everybody knows that CAF is broke.
Yeah.
But the matter of the fact that is Gianni Infantino personally who pressurized Ahmad to cancel the contract with Lagardère. Now, any businessman knows that if you cancel a contract illegally, any other company will be scared to come and do business with you.
Mamadou, just hold on there. I want to play a couple of voice notes because as you chat, people are really, really responding as we take our final moments with Mamadou Gaye.
Good evening. Good evening to the team, shareholders, and good evening to the top guy, Mamadou. I like the guy. He's fearless. Mamadou, whatever he's talking about now is the truth. You know, Mamadou, some of us, we talk about these issues, go kawashi, wherever we meet as gentlemen. But the truth is, this guy is fearless. He's a top big guy. He's a true African. He's black in and out. Mamadou, I love this guy. I used to watch him from another platform. On Thursday, I think, yeah, on Thursdays. You know, Mamadou, a quick example, a white European coach, it's easy for him to find a job here in Africa. But a top, even a white and a black African coach, no matter how many leagues we have won, it will be difficult to go coach in Europe. Another example, Bamara, there was a company around 10 years back. I think it was Sport 5. These guys, they are based in France. It's a French company. They had CAF broadcasting rights. Can you imagine an African Federation selling the rights to a European company? So, thank you, Bamara. Good evening. This thing can take years to talk about it. I'll have to do longer than a year voice note. But whatever this guy is talking about, it's a truth. Thank you.
Mall Robert Morawa on Vuma FM. We have a band by Pesha Wesley, Baba Clever, Darling, and Zara Lai Bazaga, who think it's got to be Faga, who purchased Mutsi Pugliza School, just called a calf. Who's over the injury school, a quarter in this Ning, because that's called the college was for Manamot, Capel Woody Epoy, and 14 years only, and then we were Valor Teres Kunta School Ganga. Manje Opi Zingo Wuna, which in Jerry School, there isn't a Zion Nagala Lapa with calf. And think of me now and Toko, why is Sholendo Wati? Bafunuk Zuzani, Mabeketa, Umdu, O Jen Fenaka, the Keta Umd, Nancy into a Fono Zuza, Kuku was a good a colonizer, Ipola, as a Africa. Thank you.
Mama Dugay, obviously, people agreeing with your sentiments. I've got all of 2 minutes. How is this going to end? What's the next step?
The next step, we hope that. This is a wake-up call for all the CAF executive members. And not only them, you spoke about the media. The media, African media also must just forget about their tabloids and do the right thing. But we have a couple of them. You mentioned Gaito, there is Osasu, there is Matt Gleason, they are vocal, but not many of them, even in South Africa. People are totally quiet about all these things. And everybody knows that our president is not doing justice to the Confederation of African Football. He doesn't have time. Many executive committees members will tell you it's even difficult to have one-on-one with him. They only see him when there is official CAF gathering, like the General Assembly. And every time, like in Cameroon, like during the WAFCON in Morocco, when they do the final whistle for the final, the taking, 2 hours later, he's in his private jet, is gone. In Cameroon, it was the same. Any CAF event, it's the same. Final whistle, our president is gone. But the president we were used to, from Tesema to Ayatu to Ahmad, they are there from beginning to the end, and they take their time to meet people, to discuss with people. But our president, because they are waiting for him in Washington or I don't know where for business, the minute the tournament is over, is gone. I think that we must do justice to African football.
We've heard you loud and clear, Mamadou. Let's wait and see what the next couple of days have in store for us. We'll always put a call through to the headquarters of CAF to try and engage. And I do hope that they do pick up so that we do take all of these concerns, Mamadou, to heart. But I thank you so much indeed for being straightforward, as somebody said in the voice notes, for being fearless and bringing all of these to our attention. All the best. Au revoir.
Au revoir, merci, and thank you to all your listeners.
That's African football correspondent live from Abidjan, and that is Mamadou Gould.